That'll be for Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team in Denver tonight and tomorrow. Captain Ben Kinney with us. You guys have been playing very, very well here since roughly the first part of December. Two breaks, a good thing or a bad thing?
I think they were good for us. I mean, last weekend we didn't put our best effort forward, so I mean, we had a good week of practice, and we're going to finish this week out hard too, and then hopefully we'll take it to Denver.
You guys have put yourself in a pretty good position here. If you get points every weekend, certainly a shot at home ice. Against this competition, an if is a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you gotta play your best every night against the teams like this, especially in the second half. Everybody kind of knows each other and knows how they play. So, I mean, we've already played Denver once, so they know that how we play. And so we're excited for the challenge, and hopefully we can get a couple home ice games here in playoffs.
How different is it playing in Denver?
It's not too bad. I mean, when we went to Colorado College, I don't think we were bad. I think we're conditioned enough, so it really won't bother us that much. It's just you got to do the things off the ice to take care of yourself and be ready for the game.
Are you surprised at how much depth in scoring you guys have this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but it's what we needed. It's like one of the things we stressed right away when we came into camp right away. So we're happy to see it, and we definitely need it. So
defensively, you guys have been great. You've killed off a ton of penalties as of late, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's bad that you're taking so many, but do you guys have the confidence that if you guys were to get a couple of nights, that you're going to be in it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the way we're killing right now, I don't see it slowing down for us. I mean, we got two great goaltenders that can play. I mean, when you have a great goalie, you got a good PK. That's where it all starts. And then it starts with how aggressive your D-men are. And then forwards, that gives us the confidence to play how we have been in the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, PK, especially when you kill one off, it gives your team a little bit of extra jump and deflates their bench a little bit. So it's a good thing, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Kind of off topic from you guys, but certainly on topic with hockey. Hits from behind have certainly been in the forefront as of late. When you are playing a game, what goes through your mind when you're approaching a guy up against the wall, or is anything going through your mind?
You know, it's a certain respect you have for another person. I mean, it's obviously tough to see when that type of injury occurs. I mean, I've been through an injury myself. It kept me out for a whole year, but it wasn't to the extent of where I can't play anymore, and that's what's sad to see. The kid, he won't be able to play anymore. But there's definitely, when you have the type of respect for another player, you want to pull up and you don't want to cause an injury, because that's obviously something that's you don't want to do. But definitely, but that's the way hockey's a hard-nosed game, and you have to play hard. So obviously things like that can occur, but it's difficult to see at the same time.
The game moves so fast. Do you even have time to think about it, or does it need to just be completely instinct?
You know, some part of it is, I think it's mostly instinct, but you definitely have to keep your head in the game and know that you put that person in a vulnerable position that it can occur. So, I mean, it's definitely something that has to be looked at, and I think USA Hockey and college hockey has done a great job of it so far.
Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.